power.
Turbine to speed.
Ready to move out.
And as the clown prince of crime says, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time once again, because it's Friday night. It's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast, and it's time for Paragon Radio. And I am your host, Bogoman, formerly from the Virtue server, now on the Everlasting server on City of Heroes Homecoming. And we're hanging out now where we always should be. On the steps of City Hall in beautiful downtown Atlas Park. And along with me is a ton of people, but most importantly right now is my co-host, the one, the only, Mad Viking!
Well, it looks like theory is true that if you do comic book stuff for so long, you pick up the habits.
Yes.
As in,
yes.
The only thing that stays dead is Dove from DC.
That's right. And for ladies and gentlemen, we've been covering this news story for oh so long. If you've been with us for the last month and a half, Sony, DC, they were together.
Marvel.
They had a major. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Sony, Marvel. Oh, you said DC. Sorry. See? You got me confused. Sony, Marvel, they were together for so long in this. They had a split. And we said, oh, I'm sure. Let's see. They're going to get back together. Today, news broke. Bam! They're back together, ladies and gentlemen. Homecoming part two, perhaps. And how apropos on the homecoming? Until you hear his homecoming. Spider-Man, once again, part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We have all the news, reactions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera tonight. Hold on. Reactions from our auto peanut gallery.
Way!
How do they feel about the split? But how do they feel about the split for a couple of weeks?
Well, I guess that means Disney's off the list.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. To make it official, hold on. As with everything, to make it official, to celebrate them coming off the list, you know what we need?
Oh,
how's that?
A little bit of the bubbly.
Yes. Anytime Jericho takes somebody off the list, he celebrates with?
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
<There you go>.
All right. And Pistol, I get a note from Pistol going, the game isn't ending again, is it? Not that I know of.
No.
The torch.
But
the torch.
That's tradition from days of Paragon Chat. Anytime I stand here, until it's official, I will stand here holding the torch. That's just something I do. That's just something I do in the steps of City Hall.
At the same time,
okay.
it's that mosquito repellent as well.
Yes, because it's one of those tiki torches. That's all it. Yeah, sadly, I bought it from tiki. Okay,
which we're no longer in.
That's right, because we're back. Yeah, because we felt let's go back to basics. Let's go back to where we. So we have Gary G with us. We have Infinata. Who's that?
Quantonian.
Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't see his name because my power toolbar is all the way up there. Because I always get these little messages in the bottom of my corner and it blocks my power toolbar.
And I have to step out of the way so you can see cheerleader
DJ
Sassy.
Yes, let me see DJ Sassy. I'm trying to turn it. Why isn't this letting me turn? Okay, I'm trying to turn and the screen won't turn. The screen, it still won't turn. Oh, good Lord. It just won't let me turn.
Sassy, step in. Okay, never mind. He turned.
Now turning. Okay, I'm trying to turn. I'm slowly getting there, Sassy. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. Oh, my God. This thing is not letting me turn. Wow. It's Mad Viking Steve. It's not letting me turn.
Well, you did turn on the game.
Yeah, but it's not letting me turn to, like, see anything. Oh, there we go. Fine. And it turned me right. Oh, my God. It turned me right back around. If I turn by accident, it will keep me turned. Now that I want to turn on purpose, nope. Nope. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm all right, Sass, let me see. Oh, very cool. There you go.
Yep. Boot Boy now has competition. We now have Pogo Girl.
We have DJ Sassy as she's Pogo Cheerleader Girl. There you go. Yay.
Now Boop's going to have to make a new cardboard box costume.
Like he's Boop Boy. Oh, he's Boop Boy. He's got his own costume. It's like there was Robin and there's Batgirl. He's Boop Boy and Cheerleader Pogo Girl. Or, you know. Very cool, Sassy. Thank you, DJ Sassy. See, there you go.
All right, well, let's get right to it. It's been the talk of the day. It's still being talked to on a few chats. Spidey returning.
Yeah, we give her a 10. We give her a 10 for her costume.
There we go.
All right. Try and turn back around. Watch, now I'm trying to turn back to center. Well, wait, you know. Okay. I made that sound because that's why I feel like the effort is to turn around in this game. Right, there we go. Okay. Yes, so Spider-Man is back. Let's start with the story because this broke this afternoon. Several people told me that. I was like, wow, okay. I said, well, I'm going to have all the details, as many as I can tonight. All right. So first and foremost, Kevin Feige. Every time I hear this guy's last name, it changes. The pronunciation changes. I heard it this afternoon. Feige. I'm like, what? Kevin F. I'm going to call him Kevin F. Because now I heard some. It was like some Marvel reporter. They said his last name is Kevin Feige. I'm like, huh? All right, Kevin F. All right. So it's breaking. Kevin from Superhero Hype, all these stories are. Kevin F. and Marvel will produce the next Spider-Man movie. And now their stories, according to Variety, the stalemate between Sony and Walt Disney Pictures. Hold on. You know what? Wait. Wait a minute.
I'm waiting.
Before I read any further, you know what this really needs?
What's that?
Breaking news from the Paragon Radio News Desk. Spider-Gate 2019 into 2020 and beyond. All right. Well, it looks like Spider-Gate 2019 is over. We thought it'd go into 2020. Silly us. Ha, ha, ha. They fooled us all. Kevin F. and Marvel will produce the next Spider-Man movie after all. According to Variety, the stalemate between Sony and Walt Disney Pictures over Marvel Studios' involvement in the next Spider-Man movie has ended. The two studios released a joint statement saying that Kevin F. will indeed produced the follow-up to the well-received Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home, alongside Sony's Amy Pascal. As part of the deal, Spider-Man will also appear in yet another future MCU film. Also noted that the third Spider-Man film from Marvel Studios is set for a July 16th, 2021 release, officially adding another addition to the already crowded Phase 4 release slate. The release date puts the film in direct competition with Paramount's Mission Impossible 7, which opens on July 23rd, 2021. My money's on Spider-Man. Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings opens on February 12th. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness opens on May 7th. And Thor, Love and Thunder, opens on November 5th, 2021. Making 2021 the first year we get four MCU movies. Hey-o! And there was a fourth one for the fourth movie. See? I am thrilled that Spidey's journey in the MCU will continue, and I and all of us at Marvel Studios are very excited that we get to keep working on it, said F. Or Kevin, whatever you want to call him, KF. Spider-Man is a powerful man, icon, and hero, whose story crosses all ages and audiences around the globe. He also happens to be the only hero with a superpower to cross cinematic universes. So as Sony continues develop their own Spideyverse, you never know what surprises the future might hold. While Sony has two more Spider-Man movies in the works, John Watts, who directed Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home, has apparently not signed on yet for the two future movies. Watts is being courted for other projects, includingly, reportedly, for Marvel Studios. So there's no guarantee the director will return for a third Spider-Man movie, despite previously reporting that he was signed on for two more. Sony's upcoming slate includes the Venom sequel, starring Tom Hardy and directed by Andy Serkis, as well as Jared Leto's In the Can, Morbius, a Kraven the Hunter film, and a spinoff featuring Silver Sable and Black Cat. Okay, later today...
And you're off game.
I'm off game. How am I off game? What? I lost connection. Ah, map server! Damn you! Damn you, map server! Avenge me! Okay, I know later in the day there was another story because I have two more stories to read following up that bit of news. There, I'm coming back.
All right, we're going to need some super glue on Pogo's feet.
Yeah, we need to hold back the map server. Not my feet, it's the map server. Oh, because while we were doing the intro, it said the lost connection to the map server for like a second. That's what I was worried about. Ah, raggin' fraggin' rabble rabble. I say that again. Raggin' fraggle rabble rabble. All right, while I'm logging in.
Why did South Park come to mind here? I was like, do you agree with us? Rubble, 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 rubble.
Okay, so Tom Holland and Zendaya, they respond to the new Spider-Man MCU deal. Marvel fans got huge news when they heard the announcement. It's gotten a lot of positive responses on social media, and the stars of the series didn't hold back on their thoughts. First up was Tom Holland, who's played the iconic character since Captain America Civil War back in 2016. He chose to let a film clip do the talking from The Wolf of Wall Street. In it, Leonardo DiCaprio expresses in full, not safe work worry that he's not effing leaving. It's followed by applause. The video post is below, and I'll post the link later on. Co-star Zendaya also posted a response complete with laughing till crying faces. She had her own response on the matter as well. She took to Twitter and also led a picture to the talking with a dancing Spider-Man. More than likely, fellow Marvel Cinematic Universe cast members should have their responses soon. Fans may recall that both Ryan Reynolds and Jeremy Renner were quite vocal about Marvel and Sony not reaching a deal last month. The third MCU Spider-Man film will follow the events from Far From Home. By its conclusion, Peter Parker found himself in a world of trouble following a surprising revelation. It's available on digital HD now. And it will hit 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray Mega Uber Special Sales. I don't know. In Blu-ray on October 1st. That's coming up this week. Or next week. Right. You know, in the next day. And as we said, Spider-Man's next movie will hit theaters on July 16th, 2021. What's the matter?
Right. Where are you?
I'm still loading, it says.
Oh.
God, it's still loading. I'm still loading in. Good Lord, it's taking forever. All right.
Keep loading, loading, loading. Keep loading, loading, loading.
What? Atlas parking down. Keep trying to get this game loading. I'm going to do what they say can't be done. Oh, it's been a long week. When you, it's been a long week. When you start making fun of these games. I should have the Beatles song. We can work it out. We can work it out ready for tonight. Okay, the bar is 3/4 of the way full, and it stopped. And it kicked me out again. Oh, my God.
Not responding. Did you make fun of Jason Voorhees?
Oh. What? Is this like the post Friday the 13th, like 2 weeks later, it's size again? Wait, I hear some noise in the distance. Got you. Hey, 2 weeks later!
Well, he does move slow.
I got two, yeah. Why are you feeling Kaz has something to do with this? Kaz! Damn you!
All right, so Sassy will pose as Pogo Man.
Okay, she can hold the torch till I arrive. But don't stand in my spot. I could pop up in any second, and then that spot will get really crowded really quick. And she might go flying. So, okay, while we're waiting for me to reappear, okay, one more story about this. Report, Marvel and Sony's film may share more than Spider-Man. What? Okay, after a few wild weeks that saw Spider-Man expelled from the MCU over a dispute between Sony and Marvel/Disney, the web-slinger is back where he belongs. As reported, we destroyed the deal, blah, blah, blah. However, there may be much more to the latest renewal than we initially believed. According to Deadline on the story, there may be a shared, detailed universe that connects the MCU films with Sony's Spider-Man adjacent films like Venom 2 and Sinister Six. The report describes it as a call and answer between the two franchises, as they acknowledge details between the two. It may not be the tight continuity of the MCU, but it would potentially allow for greater interaction between the two Marvel franchises. KF, even seemed to allude to this during his statement about the new deal. Spider-Man is a powerful icon and hero whose story crosses all ages and audiences around the globe. He also happens to be the only hero with a superpower to cross cinematic universes. So as Sony continues to develop their own Spideyverse, you never know what surprises their future might hold. And as noted by Deadline, that part of the deal is still very early. Under the new terms, here we go, pay attention to this one, folks. Under the new terms, Disney Marvel will put up 25% of the budget and get 25% of the profits. Spider-Man will also appear in one future MCU film. Okay, so that's the new terms. Disney Marvel will put up 25% of the budget and will get 25% of the profits. Okay, and I'm back in game, and I see DJ Smirks has joined us. And I see Dirty Secrets, and I see a Swag Hammer. So what do you think of the new deal?
Well, it got everything working. So I ain't complaining. But I know some people may have their own opinion. And if they want to have their own opinion about the situation, how can they get on to talk to us about
it? I'm glad you asked that question. Well, there's only one way they could do so. They could call in at 714-583-6908. Again, that number is 714-583-6908. Call in and discuss the Spider-Man thing. And like I said, I think Sony bent over backwards on this one. As you know, my opinion on this, Sony was not the bad guy in this one. Sony had every right to stick to their guns. Sony had an ironclad contract with Disney for two more films, where they paid 100% of the budget for the film, and they got 100% of the profit, and Disney got something like 5% of the back profits on the film, whatever that means. And they got, like, pretty much all the profits from everything else the movie made. So, kudos
but they,
to them.
It became
on.
More the pressure of Sony just because they did have the rights of Spider-Man, and they did do the yank. And if people did not actually read, you know, top to bottom the whole article, they'll just go, oh, Sony just left. And,
right.
You know, everyone wants to read that once, that first paragraph, and then they're done. They don't read the whole thing top to bottom.
Right. But I think as time went on, I think people came to realize, oh, wait a minute, you mean Disney's in the wrong? Like, I saw this video today that, you know, Disney's millions of fans are happy, and I thought he was going to say Disney's millions of bucks in their pockets. I thought that's what he was going to say. Because, you know, as I said, I've been following this story from all angles, and, you know, like I said, it was Disney's greed in this one. Even like Stanley's daughter said it. It's like Sony had everything to lose by renegotiating. They had the contract. They were in the rights. Disney saw, like I said, Far From Home made a crap $1 billion, which Disney wasn't getting hardly a cent from. And all of a sudden, Disney says, we want to renegotiate the contract. Well, no, because we got two more movies with you guys. Yeah, but we're not getting anything. I mean, we just want to renegotiate the contract. Oh, come on now. With all, you got to remember, look how many movies Marvel does. Okay? Look how many franchises Disney owns. All right?
Yep.
Okay,
some they get right, some they don't. We won't say which one. May the force be with them.
I can't remember who said it, but somebody said that, oh, do you know Fox was trying to negotiate for the rights for Star Wars? And they
curious.
Said that they feel like, yeah, no, they said, and they said, that they feel like that Disney just rushed their way through these Star Wars movies.
It would have prevented midichlorians.
Well, no. Disney didn't have them back then.
Oh.
That was Luke.
They're actually innocent of midichlorians. Okay.
Right. Remember, yeah, they didn't have ink. That was Lucas who had the midichlorians. I don't know what the hell.
We could have had a perfect blame for Jar Jar. No, that.
No, actually, let's see who else has joined us. Well, we have some more people joining us here. We have the Cookie Peddler. Yeah, the Cookie Peddler.
All right, remember, okay, give cookies to Sassy.
That's right. Wait a minute, she's in a super group called the Saleswoman. Oh.
No, that's the badge name for...
No. That's not her badge, is it?
That's the badge name. You have VIP. Sassy has
right.
Clubber. Guantoni has
Alpha okay.
Unlocked.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Saleswoman is a badge?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Wentworth.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you're right. You're right. My bad. Okay, I'm sorry. I guess spend more time across the stream. I spent more time on this side of the stream paying attention.
Well, that's all. That's going to be starting next year. I mean, we already started. We'll get to that story in a bit.
Yes. And who is this gentleman floating over here? There was somebody else over here just a moment ago. I wanted to give props. There was somebody else over here. See, now I'm spinning and I can't stop. See? All right, I will stop.
You spin, okay. Pogo, right round, man, right round.
Funny thing, remember
That is right. There's supposedly some new content coming out. In fact, it's today.
Here?
Yeah.
Or over there?
Here.
Really? Really? No.
I remember reading it. I think it was on Massively OP.
Well,
but,
hold on. Let's get to one story first, Massively A, and then we'll look for the other story. Because you told me about
let's get to the second one, because it's a nice good segue into the third one.
Right. By that, you mean the story you told me about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to take this, or you want me to start it off?
Well, as time went on, Homecoming and NC Soft getting real serious in the talks, we've had a few things that shocked us, and some things we kind of expected. The one that shocked us was Tony V giving up COH Titan rights and giving it to Homecoming. But the first one was Gold Spammers, that if you buy stuff from these people, you get a 2-week suspension and all the influence goes. If you're selling for real money trading, it's permaban. Now there's a new the list. There's a new thing
No, I'm glad about this one too. It's about time somebody's doing this.
There's a new thing on the terms of service that if you did not click too quickly, you would have read. And that is, if you have a clone of a DC character, of a Marvel character, Image character, of off the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cat, anything that came from a comic book or a movie in that category, you get the boot.
Or a TV show. Let's cover it all.
Yeah.
Anything from movie, TV show, comic book, any superhero. How about that?
Now, for those who were originally
any IP.
Now, for those who were on, City of Heroes when it was live, then you're going like, we're kind of used to that thinking already. But we have a few people that are going like, how dare they? When did they ever do that? When the free game was first up and that little lawsuit of Cryptic versus Marvel came to play, I would have done it.
What I loved about that lawsuit was they found out that everybody who made costumes that looked exactly like Marvel characters, Marvel employees.
All right, so here we go.
Did you know that part of it? That NCSoft was smart, and they did a check on the IP addresses of all the players that did this blatantly, and they found out all the IP addresses went back to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, here we go.
Why Marvel lost
the law. The article.
And for a couple of months, Marvel had to, for free, put full-page ads for City of Heroes in their comic books.
Here we go.
But still,
players
after that, they did crack down big time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Players on the City of Heroes Homecoming service enjoyed a privilege they were never afforded during the game's pre-shutdown runtime. While NCSoft was draconian about cracking down on any characters that could be considered infringement upon big comics IPs, intellectual properties, and no doubt inspired by the actual lawsuit Homecoming had no such restrictions. However, as the use of past tense would indicate, this is no longer true. A new update to the game's code of conduct reinstates that rule against player characters that are too close to the property of the major publisher. Your hypothetical huge green guy with super strength named the Incredible Ruffalo is not much longer for this world. Of course, this is not precisely unusual for COH veterans, since the same rules were obviously in place before the shutdown and revival. The eye-rolling contingent might also point out that the Rogue Service has been, by definition, infringing on NCSoft copyrights, but this change seems to be one of the more recent measures aimed at making the Rogue Server operation far closer to a legitimate operation. In light of ongoing negotiations with NCSoft regarding the title, this is unsurprisingly and a good sign of where the team stands. So it's good news for everyone. Well, except for that guy who makes a dozen Marvel characters as soon as Homecoming launched. That guy is his own issue. Now, I'm going to see the code of conduct and what will they do as I go to him. Characters using copyright material will have their name and or costume reset. You will then be able to select a new name and create a new costume the next time you log in. I will make the suggestion to Homecoming, what I did to City of Heroes. Change their character to Uncle Bernie. Have a bad comb over, overweight, walking around in boxer shorts, a wife beater shirt, flip-flops, and white socks. And just call him Uncle Bernie. Then everyone knows this guy messed up. All right,
I'm gonna rename my.
Who says Uncle Bernie should be the punishment?
Hold on, I can see the guy doing the Incredible Ruffalo, naming him not so great Mark. What? What's the matter? You don't get it. You don't get it, do you? You don't. Oh Jesus, that's it. You're banned from the game. Get out. Get out.
No, we just turn him to Uncle Bernie and keep him as Uncle Bernie for a while. Let's see. Anyone likes my idea of Uncle Bernie? No comments yet.
Did I do? What?
Okay, you like Uncle Bernie. Okay.
Okay, and Tin Toy Soldier has joined us on the steps.
And has anyone called in yet?
That's a good question. And the answer to that question is no. Again,
all
if
right.
anyone's calling in and discuss the topic we've discussed so far, then the number is 714-58-3-6908.
And so here's the segue from that segue. City of Heroes Homecoming announces issue 26, page 3, Halloween content and collab with other Rogue servers.
Huh.
City of, there you go.
I was not aware of this.
Mm-hmm. And Quantoni going,
okay.
That's on the test? Oh, okay. This is all on the test server at the moment. City of Heroes Homecoming servers, Rogue or not, or pushing forward into legitimacy. As we cover, the servers have been publicly outed as part of the NCSoft negotiations, has been banning RMT bots, blocking copyright infringers, and pondering the future of a licensed server. And now we've gotten both a new letter from the team as well as patch notes for the game's next big thing. Notably, the dev letter, that player feedback shows that players are most keen to see new costumes, new powers, new content, especially end-game content. Do not do Cosmic of Champions. Please, for the love of God, don't do Cosmic of Champions. Power set. I like champions, but God forbid, don't do it. Power set balance.
Oh, you want
options.
The contest with champions?
I don't mind the forum Malvarum. I'm talking about, turning to things where you have to get the top of the line gear top of the line everything, and you can only kill the guy with 50 other people. No, don't do that. We're good. The Hamadon is good enough. We're happy.
Can you share that link to me in our private chat? The article you're reading right now.
And I'm just waiting for Short Bus to call in and go, like, what do you mean, what's wrong with that? Anyway, continuing on. And of course, particularly with server closure, has also been public that Homecoming is working with multiple servers and has planned to collab with more, a big chance from earlier this summer. Quote, our goal has always remained the same, to ensure the community can continue playing the game for many years to come without fear of an imminent shutdown. We're also committed to continuing with our 100% free, not-for-profit donation drive model. As part of this, we are now collaborating with not only the Titan Network, but also the Victory and the Resurgent servers. So it's our intention to invite more servers to the table in the coming months. As for the patch itself, the team explains that it'll be releasing content in smaller chunks called pages, which are bound together into larger collections, storylines. You have to collect 20 of them to get the different cover on each one. Never mind that one. The existing larger scale issues. Pages 1 and 2 are mainly maintenance and quality of life updates, but 3 is our first major content release. Patch notes for I-26 page 3 has just hit this afternoon, because this article is today, with the team revealed that the Halloween trick-or-treating event, the Dr. Kane Mansion content, and the Halloween vendors have been resurrected. The Eternal Light has fallen, and the deadly apocalypse is upon us. Story Quest fans can look forward for a pair of brand new story arcs written by Holy Mittens, a professional video game writer. Not kidding. And aimed specifically at Rogue and Vigilante Tunes. Finally, there's a new Origin Power Pool called Force of Will. Do note that this is all live on the beta server right now, but is expected to hit the servers Tuesday.
Wow, very cool.
So forget Sunday. It's Tuesday, Tuesday.
And today's Friday. So it came out already. Or it's coming out.
No. It's coming out. It's on the beta
server.
It's
coming out
now,
this Tuesday.
This Tuesday. So the first person.
Yes.
All right. To Holy Mittens, a professional video game writer who gave us the first brand new story arcs on City of Heroes Homecoming. You know what we should give Holy Mittens?
Yes, I know what we should give her. Him, her. Hold on. Nobody move. My screen's froze up. The Holy Mittens.
Oh,
you get
a little bit of the bubbly.
There you go.
You
and
know what?
Those,
make it a double. Wait a minute.
A little bit of the bubbly.
And for those who are complaining,
double shot from...
yep. And for those who are complaining that they no longer can make their Marvel or DC characters because of this infringement ban, you know what we do?
You just made the list.
Man, you made the list.
Enjoy it.
You all made the list.
Enjoy while you can, because I'm still saying we bring in Uncle Bernie.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of Uncle Bernies running around, man. It's going to be City
with
of Uncle Bernies.
Flip-flops and white socks, yeah. The works.
You know, people play on the weekends. It's going to be weekend from now on.
Well, yeah, it will bring new meaning to the term weekend at Bernie's.
That's right. That was my point. But now, if I may, crossing the stream, if you allow, for those people who play Champions Online, this is it. We got a bonus week of the anniversary. A lot of people weren't sure. Like, is this it? Was last week the last week? No! This is the last week, we think. They extended the anniversary, the 10th anniversary, one more week because they said there was something that they couldn't get done in time. I'm kind of glad they extended it a week because it would have been too much last week. But this is week five, the final week of the 10th anniversary. Something very strange is going on with Sapphire's concert. They've added an anniversary tote bag to the event store. It costs 600 anniversary tokens. But unlike the giant bags that give you 22 inventory slots, this one gives 30 inventory slots. And the weekly store this week features FoxBatCon items. So like me, who always misses out on FoxBat, this week you can get some FoxBatCon items. It has most of them. Last year, for the 9th anniversary, they had a scavenger hunt mission. If you took part in it last year, you had to find 9 items scattered throughout Millennium City. You can't take part in it. But if you have alts that didn't get to take part in it and want to do so, you could take part in it this week. It takes like 10 to 15 minutes tops. So if you have any alts or new characters that go, I wish I could have done that and gotten the awards, well, now you can. Okay? Costumes. Last week, Short Bus was saying he took the Wizard's Mantle because it's pretty cool because it's missing some parts to it that makes it cool. Well, they fixed the bug where those parts were missing. Zen, they fixed the bug with a tooltip for Razor, the new Panther, stated he was a temporary device. Remember I was saying that on the show last week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what's up with Razor? What's going on? How come he's only temporary for 1,500? He's a full-time. For 1,500 Zen, he better be full-time. He is. The advantage over him compared to other ones, he sticks around for not 15 minutes. He sticks around for a full hour and then disappears. And then he has to recharge, and then he comes back. Then there's a known issue. Players using the U.S. proxy have reported they are having issues logging in experience. And this, please set your launcher proxy to none. And then somebody right away complains that the Wizard Mantle was so much better with the missing parts. Okay. And I know this one was a long one, man. This thing, I was hoping to log in and get some place and hours Thursday morning. They started that maintenance at 8 a.m. and it went to like 2:30. And I was so pissed. I got up early and I was hoping to play for like 2 hours before maintenance. No. I was so pissed.
But there was there was one part of the update that everyone's liking.
Yes.
The concert.
When Sapphire starts to sing, yes, at the concert when Foxbat shows up, I mean, when Sapphire comes out, no, Foxbat interrupts her and he starts rapping. Yay! Because if you ever heard Sapphire sing, anything's better.
So, in other words,
oh my God,
is the hero.
That yes, he's the hero. He is truly the hero. He's always claimed to be. And what's funny is I did a Nemcon mission where you fight, where five people fight their nemesis. Somebody made Sapphire as a nemesis, and we were laughing. It's like, wait a minute, is that Sapphire? It was just perfect. In the middle of the anniversary event, where he's like, get her! Stop her from singing! This is for singing! Beat her up! Get her! And it's like, and sadly, we just beat her up too fast. But that's, okay, that's update.
So,
that,
somewhere that, there was a GM or a dev watching that going like, that was the fastest takedown of any nemesis I've ever seen in the history of this game.
The fastest takedown in NemCon history. Wow. They just bypassed all the minions. They just went right for her.
To give you an idea, because of the singing, Sapphire is to champions what old statesman was to City of Heroes.
No, no.
But,
I would say no. Even Old Statesman had it as a purpose. No, I would say pick one of those annoying girls in those missions that you have to rescue, and they stand there talking forever. It's like, come on. You know those rescue missions in City of Heroes?
Oh, wait.
You're trying to rescue her, and she's standing there.
All right, you bring your point. You bring your point. I bring my counterpoint. Do you remember the last few days after the death of Statesman, and they were going to replace Statesman with Miss Liberty and Back Alley Brawler in the respective locations? Do you remember
right.
the last few days what happened at Independence Port? On didn't matter which. It was. You saw a gang with a whole bunch of back smash.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So who would they replace him with? I forget who they replaced him with. Well, they eventually... Wait, no. They replaced him for the Statesman Task Force. They replaced him with Miss Liberty.
With the Miss Liberty.
Right.
But at Independence Port, on that ship, I remember the last couple of days, at least five people around with the bat smash.
Why? It wasn't that it was him. Who did it represent?
It wasn't because of the character. It was because of the memory of the person who used to be, who's now in charge of DCUO, Emmert.
Right, I mean, it wasn't of Statesman, it's who Statesman was supposed to represent. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I mean. That's all.
But it's that level of hatred. That's what I was referring to.
Right. Right, because do you remember when ED came out?
Oh!
And he says, well, the game isn't running as intended. And everybody's like, wait a minute. So you mean for the first three and a half years of this game, we've been in beta still? And he goes, yeah, basically. That's what set everybody off with him. That's what put everybody over the edge with him. And that's when, like, the real Positron said, Jack, you've got to go, man. And basically they said that was all Jack. And they all said it was like, we had a talk with him. Jack wanted ED. We didn't.
We don't know him. We've never known him.
That was all Jack. He wanted PvP. Everything bad that you guys don't like in City of Heroes, that was all Jack. I mean,
so that's why I made the reference.
Right. So, but they had to implement the invention system. Because of ED. They had to implement all these systems because if it wasn't for ED, we wouldn't have got the invention system. You wouldn't have gotten a lot of things in this game. All these things they put in there because of that. And what was funny was, I remember I was level 50. I was taking on a level 46 boss. It took me 5 minutes to fight him. I sent a report in, right? Somebody got back to me and goes, yeah, according to Jack, that's how he wants it to be. I'm like, what? He goes, yep. If it's a boss, it should take that long. But it's a level 46. He goes, it's a boss. It doesn't matter. Oh, my. And everybody's like, what? I said, yeah, watch me fight this guy. And they're like, holy shit. Meanwhile, if it's a level 50 minion, I could beat the crap out of it. But because it had boss next to his title, so somebody recorded it, sent it to the devs. Titled, something is wrong when a level 50 takes on a level 46 boss, regardless of title. He's +4 in level. It shouldn't take this long. And then I sent a copy of my build. I was all hammied out. You know, the hammered in things you get. So
right.
It's not like I had a weak build. I had a very strong build. And it shouldn't take that long for me to take down a level 46 boss. Because before this ED, you know, before they changed this, I could take a 46 Boston in like 10 seconds.
But, yeah. But, you know, but going back to what we were talking about, the level of hatred when Sapphire sings is equivalency to the final days of Statesman, and you saw several people using the Bat Smash.
Right. Yes.
So when Foxbat comes up and raps, I'm going like, and how much is his album?
Yeah. Can we buy it? So that's why all his stuff is there. I want to get all the emotes on Pogo over there this week, because I mean, some of those emotes I'd love to get. I just miss, it's just the timing. In years past, I just couldn't play those weeks. It's like, what am I missing? Oh, Foxbat Con again. God damn it, again! And I get to play maybe one day.
That's messing me. I said you were getting cookies. What are you doing?
Oh, Zassy's. What? Yo, I think she's just bat smashing you.
Yeah.
You know, just to show everybody what it shows. Okay. While we're doing updates, let me do. I have two. I have two more updates. Heroes and Villains, and then we'll do City of Titans, and then we're done with the updates, and we could BS.
There'll be an update from Ship of
Heroes. 35
for
the show. I have two more. You have one, and we have three updates. So let's do Heroes and Villains. And this was posted last Saturday night, about 12:24 in the morning, and this is update number 355. Okay, this week we've been continuing with work on the design for the solo-only content that we're adding to the narrative in order to expand the storytelling possibilities to properly match the scope of the comic book genre. One of the fundamental questions when it comes to solo-only content in a multiplayer game is just how much should there be? For example, if they are kept separate from the standard group storylines to avoid the disruption caused to teaming, that was a problem with the solo-only missions in the Praetorian content. Should they still be a frequently available option or more of a rarity? As a number of MMOs provide alternate route thought, the game aside from the core group content, such as progress through PvP or raiding, or even crafting. Then it seems quite reasonable that creating a solo-only path through the game is something that we should consider doing. Had a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains game. I'm sorry, I got quiet. I had to reread that sentence. Number one, let's provide alternate route thought.
Is that a Golden Girl article?
Yeah, should it be as a number of MMOs provide alternate route through the game aside from the core group content? I think it's supposed to be through.
Give credit where it was. It's been a while before she baffled you with an article.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, it's been minor things. That was a major battle. I knew that confusion. I knew that confusion or a thing with question marks going around my head like, huh? Okay, City of Titans. Another update this week. What it means, alpha and beta. Today, we're going to be talking about the various various milestones of progress with AIM's developments. Alpha and beta are terms anyone who pays attention to video games will be familiar with. The meaning of these terms is often inexact, especially in the era of open betas. What we're going to try to give you is the definitions that we're using, so that you know what we mean when we use these terms from here on out. Alpha means that not all major systems are up and running yet. There are gaps in the foundation, parts of the game that have not even been implemented. Beta, on the other hand, means that all major systems are in place, but are unfinished or plagued by major bugs. This ranges from early beta, where the bugs are rampant and highly disruptive to late beta, where the game has nearly reached a launchable state. The exact location of the line between beta and release has become a matter of the studio's taste, preferences, and need to pay the repo man. We've been using a much more simplified form of this graphic to chart our development process internally. We also use it to track the progress of individual components of the game that might release on their own, such as the avatar builder. Now, what they have here is completed, where they use, I guess, like a silver circle. Progress is in a complete circle, a full circle. In progress, it's a half solid circle with blue. And then next step, it's three quarters of a solid circle with green. So, them all, costumes, PC costumes and props in progress, NPC costumes and props in progress, and next step, lethal weapon and double trouble, everything is better in plaid, iconic, and what is that last word? Fashionista, those are all next step. That's test and integrate. Composition, these are completed. Factions, districts, landmarks, those are done. The hero path, villain path, and north side path, those are in progress. That is for the integrate stage. Issue zero, the avatar builder is completed. The following are in progress. Chat server, game shop, login server, GUI. Invites are in the next step, and that's the second chance. All right, combat, and this is integrate. The pre-doc of mechanics, I think that's what it says. That's completed. Fire code and final build power sets are in progress. The test item powers is the next step. Reward metrics is in the next. That's in progress. And internal test is in the next step. And it says integrate. Aesthetic decoupling. Organize items. Or animations, I guess, is in progress. Everything else is in the next step. Customize animations, design FX, finalize, animation system, code. Oh, good lord. Code, add, system, ops, I can't read that. Internal test, integrate. Level done. Okay, in progress. Issue map. Progress finalized. Moguls and landmarks exterior. In progress. District design, all instance assets and base builder. And then finalized textures and shaders is in the next step. Integrate instance and stress testing. Okay. So completed, the white dots are elements that are functional and ready for testing. In progress, the blue dots are elements that are being worked on but are not considered functional. Next step, the green dots are elements that are still in the early part of development or need to have another component completed before they can move forward. In order to get this game made, we need to develop in stages if we wanted to create a solid product and not a barely functioning mess. Each of these stages has individual steps. The avatar builder, for example, has its own alpha/beta/release date and can be rolled out independently prior to the rest of the game. The one you've seen in promotional images and videos is a very early beta. All major systems are in place, but they still need work. The rebuild in progress is more like mid-beta, still with a list of significant bugs to fix, but improved and continuing to get better. Combat missions and multiplayer are also independent game aspects with their own alpha/beta states, and they'll be added to the game as they reach beta. The world map is the same, and they have that approach broken down for each zone, with Alexandria, Downtown, and RD, and others being added as they reach beta. All of these will be trackable in this new graphic, which will be updated when we make progress. As time goes on, just showing it off when we achieve something. When we do that, we'll take a few moments to discuss the alpha and beta of each stage, step, or of the entire project, when things change enough for that to matter. We'll have some more exciting news coming up in the very near future. Until until then, please feel free to discuss this week's update. And then they give a link to click on to go discuss it. And that's it for City of Titans update this week. Yeah, it's been a busy week for updates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to check
and
our
you're
chat.
Off the game again?
Dang, damn it! Great Caesar's horny codes! Hang, bastard! Ragging, fragging, rabble, rabble! Hey, why can't somebody take that down?
Well, while you're trying to get back on the game, I'll do my update then. It's Ship of Heroes. And that is the upcoming CCT. Okay. The upcoming CCT beta is our main focus right now, but we also have people building other parts of the game in the background. Today, we'll show you the latest work from our prop artist, with a special shout to Stephen Zhu, Z-H-U. These assets will be used in the military weapons power set, which is a primary set for Devastators and a secondary set for support characters. The power set is interesting as well. We'll show this power set in action in a video once we have the animations and effects complete. Showing pictures of grenades, explosive charges with timers. Some ask why a superhero would bother using mundane weapons. Well, there are several reasons. Some heroes have powers that require technology to function, like superhuman accuracy or the ability to summon additional ammo on the fly. Others have support or defensive powers, simply just want to be able to do damage. These brave individuals use their weapons in much the same way ship security personnel do. We have a rocket launcher picture. Looks like BFG is the next one. Every offensive power set is better than the others in specific situations. Powers in the military weapons power set intentionally creates a lot of noise, heat, and flashes of light from explosions to suppress and distract the hero's enemies from returning fire effectively. This suppresses the target with the mechanical effort of reducing their accuracy and damage. Explosive offers a decent amount of area of effect damage when rifles are single target weapons meant for things like giant monsters. Military weapons heroes are good in all kinds of tough team fights as well as solo operatives, but they're not ideal for easier battles. While reducing incoming damage is as important as killing the enemies faster. These powers are often paired with healing and defensive buff sets, which benefit from similar playlists. These weapons can be fired repeatedly and will reload from a pocket dimension, so your hero does not need to manage ammunition. Though some heroes have tricks to reload faster than usual. And they even have Next, we are planning to focus on getting ready for a CCT beta with one or two new letters or videos before the beta. And we still have a lot to say about the power sets and Ship of Heroes, so stay tuned because we're moving forward. And remember, we're a small team, many of whom are volunteers. Donations are really helpful. Let us know what we think about the newsletter on the forums. There you go.
Okay, and I'm back in game. I'm back.
Yep.
I see Super Anarchy Girl. See, that's what happens when you get busy reading. You don't have time to go back from screen to screen to screen to screen. And do all this stuff.
And Sassy's probably going to be asking, where's her cookies?
Didn't we have cookies before for her?
Yeah, but now it's another time, so she wants more cookies.
Well, it's not like I disappeared to get. Well, it's not like I disappeared to go get cookies. I'm in here the whole time. I was right here.
Anyway, other updates.
I was going to. Yes. Okay. Do you have any more updates? Or is that it? That was it for the updates?
You did. Oh, yeah. You did. You did Heroes of Villains. And, okay. Yeah. Let's make it official. Dying Sun Line. Thank you.
Nothing. Thank you. Yes. The week of October 6th, of course, October 6th, that's Sunday, I will be in Manhattan at New York Comic Con. Why is that week so important? Otherwise, check your TV listings, because that week on the CW the DCW, the Arrowverse, returns. Enjoy all the shows, because that's leading up to the Crisis. What do they call it?
There is, there is officially talks of Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Ah.
So despite that, she's the president.
Very good. in one planet doesn't mean that
she may come up as Wonder Woman.
That's right.
And you know she's probably going like, I'm near 70, I can still rock this suit.
That's right. And she's near 70, she still looks friggin' hot. That's why she's a Wonder Woman.
I'm putting money, they'll probably put her in an Earth 2 Wonder Woman style costume.
Well, you never know. Well, they haven't introduced Wonder Woman in any of the universes yet, so. Here's some sports ball news. My New York Yankees are beating up the Texas Rangers 8-2. Off a 2-home run right now. Stop. I jumped up and Mike Ford just hit a 2-run home run as we're talking. I was like, oh, another home run by the Yankees tonight. Every time I look up, they're hitting home runs. I'm just like, oh, okay.
All right, let's check. Is there anyone that's been waiting for a very long time?
For?
Are there any callers?
No, no.
Nope.
No.
Had to be short.
And for those of us hanging out on the steps of City Hall, we have a giant platter of cookies being passed around.
Yep, Cookie Peddler has returned.
Yeah.
And we are joined by the President, Donald J. Trump.
Really?
Yep. To my right, you got it, if you could turn.
Oh, good Lord, it looks just like him. So much for not getting political on the show.
He's got the orange.
How's that walk?
He's got the orange.
Sorry, that's what I'm laughing about.
And that's probably the dance he would do. So we got to give credit where it's due.
I love his badge title, top to oh, shit.
Got to give credit where it's due.
He's giving us a thumbs up. Or that chick that just walked by. I can't tell which one. Sassy likes the Trump voice.
Doing is going to be huge.
I wonder what happened to that wall he was going to build.
Oh, it's actually in process. But no, we're not going to go deep into politics because I can. How are we fake news?
How are we fake? Everything I report is true. Hey, wait a minute, man. We were on your side for a minute.
I mean, you will point out we have not seen Deadpool X. XX Deadpool XX or something like that.
Everything I report is true on this show, man. What's... How are we fake news? Wow, man. That ain't right. Been back on this show.
Well, it's like we just now need some. I'm waiting for some of the other presidents coming. It's like, well,
you gotta come out to City of Heroes and
wow. So if I could do the backslash when I do this command, that would be great. Because that was twice in a row already.
Two swings and a miss, huh?
Yeah. Here we go. Third swing home run.
There it is.
Damn. All right. There we go. And Sass, she's hissing at Donald Trump. You know what happens to people says we're fake news. Oh, no.
Wait, hold on. We can't be fake news. We have not said anything about the I word, so we can't be fake news.
And we haven't said anything about the U word.
Oh, yeah. We haven't said anything there. So we can't be fake news without saying...
Yep.
Yeah. But let's see. There was one more thing that I saw earlier on in the day, and I'm trying to find it right now. All right. Oh, yes. Now, last week, I was talking about the sixth issue of J.J. Abrams doing Spider-Man. And the one thing right out of the gate, they kill Mary Jane.
Yes.
They're not done. Well, this now Marvel's not done in messing with our minds with Spidey, because it seems the Black Cat comic book, one of the covers is the marriage of Spidey and Black Cat.
Say what? Is Black Cat, what's her name, redhead?
No. Felicia Hardy, Black Cat, no. No.
Mary J., that's right. I mean, is this some weird alternate universe type thing?
That's what I'm trying to find, but it looks like it's continuity in the 616. Moving into November, there's a wedding invitation for Black Cat and Spider-Man's marriage. I don't know what to say. Do Felicia and Pete know about this? That's a question from Newsarama. McKay goes, Felicia does. Peter's about to find out. It's all according to plan. Uh-huh. Believe me, there is a plan.
Okay. And we got Maya from the Everlasting Ones hovering overhead of us. Elwood, where's Jake? Oh, I know what happened to Jake. I should have mentioned that.
We don't talk about that.
Sorry, Elwood. I didn't mean to mention that. Elwood, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Now, in about 13 minutes. Now I'm going to cue this right now to make sure here. In 13 minutes. What you're hearing now will end, but we will be having an after-party discussion, amongst other things as well. Now, there's two ways to listen to it. You can, A, once we're done, download this for your listening pleasure, or Monday, 9 p.m.-ish on Dawn Radio, that's paragondawn.com/dawnradio, you can hear this whole... a podcast, including the after party.
Right.
And what? Real fake news?
I'm
wait
really
a minute. Now Sassy's going fake news.
No,
wait
I'm
a minute.
No, I'm looking at Elwood. No, I'm looking at Quantoni, and he's saying, Jake, why? And Elwood's like, he's still in county. What are you talking about?
Oh,
gee,
I see there's a character named Real Fake News. There we go.
Oh.
I'm trying to... what does he look like? He does look like one of the broadcasters, but I can't think of his name.
Is he from Fox?
I can't tell.
Where is he?
Behind, literally, behind Donald J. Trump while he was in front
of him. I see him. He's got to be from Fox.
Anderson Cooper. I was going like,
oh, this
is
great.
I saw him.
You know what? But you know what? Only tops this. Have you ever seen the show, Our Cartoon President?
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert. For those who don't know, Stephen Colbert on CBS Late Show. He produces the show on Showtime. It's an animated show called Our Cartoon President. It spoofs modern day today's politics. Basically, from Donald Trump's point, not his point of view, it centers on Donald Trump and his family in the White House and the Republicans, Democrats. He spares no one. And he does such a great job of the imitations they do and the animation and just everything that they do on these guys. It's like, oh my God. And they attack all of them.
And Green Beetle has joined us in saying, I remember you from the old days, Pogo.
Where is he?
He's somewhere.
He seems familiar. Yes. Hello, Green Beetle.
Yep. And remember, like I said, every Friday, well, as much as we can on Fridays, we'll be here. And like I said, will be an after party. You can either download the podcast, give a like, subscribe, watch whatever you ever want to do. Or you can listen to Dawn Radio at paragondawn.com/dawnradio Monday, 9 p.m. ish after the Greatest Generation podcast.
That's right. And news will be coming up in the next couple of weeks for my year. To raise money for the children, the extralife.org gaming marathon. It's coming up. I just got to figure out a weekend because my back, it's just really bad this year. It's getting worse. I wanted to do 4 nights in a row of 6 hours. So I want to do it the official weekend that they did. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? Well, unfortunately, they're to do it was November 2nd, a Sunday. In order for me to do it, that Thursday is Halloween night. I can't do it that night. My mom has dialysis. I can't do it because the way her schedule is, she doesn't get home from dialysis to almost 8 o'clock. So
unless you do it in the morning.
I don't want to start off by doing it from 9. No, because they leave by 2. They leave about 2 o'clock. That's the thing. They're gone from like 2. They leave between 2 and 2:30, and they don't get home till almost 8 o'clock.
This looks like a job for Pogo Girl.
Yeah, we gotta figure this out. That's what I mean.
Or Boop Boy.
So I'm trying to figure, I could do, like, any other weekend, you know what I mean? That's what I mean. I need the brain trust to help me figure out what weekend we could do this on. And then, I think the weekend after, house-sitting for my stepsister and my brother-in-law, because my dad's home from the hospital. So, well, it's not even that. I promised I would sit over there for the weekend. Maybe over there I could do it.
It doesn't have to be a specific location.
Right. So I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how we're going to do this. So. I don't know. Remember, it could be any weekend. Technically, it could be any weekend between, like, next weekend and the end of the year. But I like to do it as close to that weekend as possible. And I was hoping to do it on Twitch, but
I don't know. We'll have to figure something out.
Now, question. Do you have to be playing,
yes,
or can you just stand like you're doing right now? There's a reason why I'm asking. Because then you can have
you're
the
supposed
first
to be
night.
Playing.
You can have the first night with the podcast and advertise like crazy.
Right. Right. And do what? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Or something like that, yeah. Get a ruling. Get a ruling from the people in question. See what they say.
No, you know what? I could do the podcast because technically we're in game.
Mm-hmm. So that works. So whatever weekend he picks, the first night will be the Paragon Radio podcast. Well, ending with the Paragon Radio podcast, I'm assuming, on City of Heroes. After that, I'm assuming you're going to involve champions. I assume there's two more days. So I mean, that could be Neverwinter. That could be Star Trek Online. You can go back to City of Heroes. You can go to another champions. That's your choice.
And so finally they go, okay, what are we going to play? You know, and it's like, wow, how nice. They're actually going to play a game for us.
So like I said, hey, it's advertising. There you go.
Right. We could advertise. Yeah, we could do that. I was actually planning on doing that whatever Friday we did it on. So.
Mm-hmm.
And so we
could
actually
get something with COH
weekend.
Titan and Homecoming. Maybe they can help with the donation situation. Aha!
Yeah. But then we just got to figure out which games and which ones I'm going to do it in.
Right.
So.
Now you think we're being serious planners now. Ask Pokemon. Wait till I start for Dawn Con 6.
Oh,
first
God.
Rule.
Yes.
Mad Viking will be wound up tighter than a drum. Do not set him off.
Once we start planning for Dawn Con, there is nothing else. All it says on his calendar is one thing across all pages. Dawn Con. And then there's one line with an arrow. Dink.
So, yeah. Once that starts, anyone wants to give me grief? God forbid.
Once the planning starts, I mean, I've already got, like, a lot of, over there they call globals. I already have globals and prizes put aside already for that race I do. I'm not trying to spend anything right now. I feel bad as it is. I'm like, nope. As it is, I have, like, a set amount that I need, like, what I spent last year on prizes, and I'm trying to keep that. I'm like, I want to buy this, but no, I want to keep that amount. Because what if I can't make that money? And anytime I get something in game, it's like, oh, I hope I can sell for this much. And if I make money on that, okay. I'll put 80% of that.
And for those who are on City of Heroes, this will be the first year Dawn Con comes, not only the champions, but the City of Heroes homecoming. For those who don't know, Dawn Con
is a
Comic-Con style event on the same weekend as the San Diego Comic-Con. In other words, you do not have to pay $25 for a Coke, pay $300 to listen to a guest, and you definitely don't have to worry about the 20 guys that hasn't bathed in 2 weeks.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. Hold on. We have about 60 seconds left. And when I go to conventions, I can't figure this out. Most conventions I go to starts on a Thursday. 60 seconds left. Now, obviously, you get there the night before, okay? You meet some friends. The first panel you go to, you sit down. I always get the guy who sits in front of me who, like, didn't shower before he left his house, drove 2 days to get there. I was like, oh my god.
Well, I know what your cosplay costume is going to be. It'll be a popular one. Soap bomb.
Oh god. I used to write these things up for the Extra Life, and anytime we had a 2XP weekend, I had the two XP, you know, in City of Heroes, they had a 2XP weekend. I had Pokemon 2XP. Okay, we have 10 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Have a super week. Go read those comic books. Watch those superhero TV shows and movies. And we'll see you next Friday night for another episode of Paragon Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio on the Paragon Radio Network. Mad Viking, do you have anything you'd like to say in closing really quickly?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. And we're heading to the after party. You can tune in. You guys rock. Thank you for tuning in. And I think we're in the after party. I think we're in the after party.
All right.
Wow, my screen just went. Okay. All right, you keep talking. All right, you talk, and I'm going to type to the guys who are here.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, it's a perfect idea. You drop us a soap man. You have a few hand sanitizers, a few fragrance balls. You'll be the most popular cosplay person out of that whole thing. And again, imagine if you see one of the stars going like, "That's the best idea. You stay here for a while. What do you want? You know, autograph it, a T-shirt of me? Oh yeah, you get automatic signature T-shirt."
Well, you know what I have next to me right now? I have the Pokemon Comic-Con survival kit. It has, right for this, it has a roll of toilet paper in a Ziploc bag. In a separate Ziploc bag, it has a bottle of Purell, a thing of deodorant in another Ziploc bag, and a jar or a bottle of Axe body spray. All this in one giant Ziploc bag. That's labeled Comic-Con Survival Kit.
And as long as you as long as you don't charge inside the Comic-Con, then you're good. You'll be the most popular person.
Well, that's my personal one. That's the one I bring. People ask why. When I started, the first convention I ever went to for years was called ICON at Stony Brook University. It's about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, from my house. It's a university. Now, I remember when I was going to college, on Monday, they would fill up the toilet paper dispenser and extra ones. Well, I remember this one guy who lived there, right? He would break it open, and he would steal, like, 4 rolls. Well, great, good for him. And every look at him, like, why are you stealing the toilet? Well, I need some. Like, and one guy got pissed. Like, you want to leave it for the rest of us who need it here? And one guy got mad and made him put some back. Because by Wednesday, there was no toilet paper in the men's room in the English department, in the humanities building. There was, like, one men's room. And because this guy stole, like, 4 rolls, you know, all this toilet paper all the time, you know, and turns out he reported in security. It's like, look, enough's enough. Stop stealing the damn toilet paper. You know, it was like, you know, I could see, he goes, look, I could see taking 1 roll. You don't need to take 4 rolls. And so I guess students at the Stony Brook University, they were doing the same thing. Because by the weekend, you know, it turned out they did the same thing. So students request Friday night, please fill. Please fill up. You know, the toilet papers, and not just in the stall, fill them up. So then you had students doing the same thing, breaking in there, trying to steal the toilet papers. So I said, you know, by Sunday night, there was like hardly any toilet paper. I was like, oh my God. So I went in, you know, before I left my house, my folks said, here, take some toilet paper with you. So I told one of my friends, yeah, he goes, wait a minute, I'll come in the bathroom with you, you know. And he goes, you got that? It's like, here, just hand it back to me under the bottom. So, you know, we were handing toilet paper back. So that gave me the idea. And then I always heard about the con crud. I was like, well, wait a minute, bring Perel. So I started bringing Perel. And some friends of mine, and, you know, people like, can I borrow some? Sure. So I was laughing the one time because I had a brand new bottle for a 3-day con. Came home. I went through 3/4 of this bottle. And again, told my folks, they were laughing. Like, hey, better to use it than not have any. So then I was always like, you know, that deodorant and the bottle, better to smell good than smell like that guy, I always remembered. But then the 2XP weekend thing, this is what I always told everybody. Lay your clothes out for a few days. It doesn't take that long. You'll thank me. Now, when you get up, even if you just take a quick one, just run in, take a quick shower. You'll feel clean. You'll feel energized. Everybody in your house will thank you. Run back in your room. Change really quick. Throw on some deodorant. It'll take, maybe the whole ritual will take 15 minutes to do, and you'll feel good to go. And don't forget that damn deodorant. You'll feel better. You'll feel invigorated and ready to play. Of course, have your caffeine. Buy your, you know. And then I had some other things in there, like a day before, or, you know, have some meals ready. Will they be microwavable or healthy meals? Make them, put them in your refrigerator. You know, have them ready to go. Have some healthy snacks bagged in Ziploc bags so you can just run into your refrigerator. Like, I have a mini fridge in my bedroom. Have them bagged and ready to go so you don't have to waste time going all the way out to the kitchen. You know. Then, of course, make sure you set time to sleep. Make sure you set time to nap. You'll thank me in the long run for these little tips.
I hate to do this to you, but I got to cut this short.
All right. Well, I got through my tips. I just want to do that. And during the week, we'll discuss more about the extra life thing. I got to sign up for it during the week and all that anyway. So we'll discuss more about it. And some kind of game, because I have no game plan this year at all. I really don't. You know what's really thrown it off, too? Earlier in the year, my mom went for dialysis in the morning. But now that she has it in the afternoon, it's just killing everyone. Our schedules are just being thrown off. So we're hoping that they'll get her to go in the good Lord, that they'll switch her back to the mornings. And that'll be so. All right. So for people listening to the replay, that's my advice on cons, double XP weekends, and whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, are we good? Good.
Yep.
I guess we're done. all right, let's put an end to the show. And we will see every next Friday night, another episode of Paragon Radio. All right. Thank you to Mad Viking for co-hosting. Thank you to everybody hanging out with us on the Sub-City Hall in Annapolis Park and Champion on Homecoming on the Everlasting Server. And have a good weekend, everybody. Unless it's Monday night, you listen to the replay. Have a good week. Goodbye and good night.